Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hour number three, Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. Talked a lot of Patriots on the show today. Talked to Dan Orlovsky of ESPN about a half an hour ago. If you missed any of that, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Use the rewind feature. You can hear him tell us that Mac Jones reached out to him about text messages. Not the other way around. So interesting. You can listen live on the Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. But Patriots, as bad as they've been, there's an actual good team in town. That would be the Boston Celtics at 3-0. And joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline, Brian Scalabrini. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Scal, how are we doing this week?
Very well. You guys?
So we're doing well, not as well as the Celtics, at 3-0. And they look, I think, exactly how a lot of us expected them to look, maybe a cut above the rest of the league. What have been your early impressions of how everything has not only seemed to fit, but come together relatively quickly?
Yeah, I mean, like, Porzingis and his inside-outside is like kind of what the team needs. Holiday defensively, I love Marcus Smart. I always have. And maybe even too much last year. Like, I just thought the guy, like, he can defend at a high level. I think Holiday has even another level to go to defensively. I really like their offensive balance. They're attacking the paint way more. So, like, you know, I didn't like the threes. I was pretty open and honest about last year how many threes we would shoot. And I'm not saying if they're going to change. They might go back to shooting all those and not attacking, but it does seem like they're making so much more of an emphasis to defend the rim and to attack the rim. And to me, that's how I think, you know, the game of basketball is won and lost nowadays, is by owning that restricted area. And I think they've been doing a really good job of that.
Scal, Celtics might have the best starting five in the entire NBA, but the bench has been a little slow, a little lackluster coming out of the gate. How do you feel about their playmaking? Even, like, take Al Horford out of the conversation there, because at times he may be in that starting five depending on Porzingis' availability.
Yeah, so this team, look, so I knew this question was coming, right? Like, they looked awful the other day. I mean, they just did. And I was really disappointed by the way that they played, because I'm a big Pete Pritchard fan, and he just wasn't playing like the same way he played earlier. I get it. Like, there's a lot of – a team is playing super loose. You're going against, you're up by 30, and you're supposed to maintain or build on this lead. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. But just know that the bench is not designed to come in and have like a go-to guy. Those guys are designed to be supplementary pieces to what we currently already have. We don't need more playmaking off the bench, even though I think Pritchard could be, you know, that guy in spot minutes. But, you know, those guys' responsibility is to defend, make open shots, you know, and play off of these star players. I mean, that's the reason why they're signed. And anytime we have a massive payroll, and, you know, shout out to the Celtics ownership group for going deep, deep, deep into the tax to do that. But you're going to have like minimum guys outside of that. So you put five minimum guys in the game at the same time, it's going to be a little bit tough. So, and that's not like, I don't think the Celtics care that they're up by 30 and they don't hold a lead. That's not what they want their bench to do. But I believe in the bench as role players to play off of star players. So as of right now, I can co-sign those guys.
as far as the starting lineup is concerned, do you think this is the best starting lineup, even going back to that Gordon Hayward year with Kyrie and all that? Do you put this lineup up with that one or even ahead of them?
Yeah. I mean, this has to be. You know, you have to just compare it to where they're at in the league, right? And if you just talk, like, I believe this, but like, what I'm, you say I wear my green lenses or whatever. Just talk to anybody in the NBA, and
we don't say
Boston.
That, just for the record.
I say that.
Okay, good. Good. But Boston is, across the board, they would say their starting lineup is an absolute juggernaut, and they would throw Al Horford in there. Like, they have six guys at the caliber of player that they currently have right now. Everyone would want to get their hands on every single one of those players. So, yeah, I think they not only you can compare them to other Celtic teams, but this starting lineup has a huge jump on anybody else in the league, and the gap is massive, you know. And I don't know if I went back to the year you're talking about or any of the years, and you look at the starting lineup, is the gap that massive with experience, size, strength, and the way that they're playing? It just seems like every box is checked, and if there was five boxes to be checked, like every single one of them would be 4 out of 5. It's just that complete of a starting lineup.
Talking to Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston. You can check him out there. He joins us every week here on Jones and Mega with Arcan on WEEI. And, you know, this year on NBC Sports Boston, it's going to be different. It's Mike Gorman's final year. The team is, you know, expected to be contending for a championship, which adds some interesting stakes to it. And then you've been working with a new broadcaster, Drew Carter, who I don't think a lot of Celtics fans know a lot about, other than maybe hearing him on a game or two early on this season. What can you tell us about Drew?
Oh, man. So I'll tell you what, when I did the interviewing process, which we basically, I called the second half of game 6 over and over and over again, right? So I was, if you remember, second half game 6 of Philadelphia, Tatum explodes, whatever, right? So I called that game like 12 times, right, with like 12 different people. And I could say that the Celtics, no disrespect to the rest of the people, they were good, but Drew was just another level. And I could already tell, like, just by working with him, he's another level. He's so smooth. He doesn't get bogged down by stuff. He's just really good at what he does, right? So add that to it. He's really young. He works hard. He has a great attitude about life. You know, like some people, a lot of things bother them. It doesn't seem to bother him at this point. There's no pressure on him. Even if he's feeling the pressure of coming in and replacing a Hall of Famer, Mike Gorman, you'll never know from him. He's just got a great attitude, and he's really laid back, which is really important. So, no, I'm super excited about working with him.
That's very nice. It's a glowing review. I don't know why Jones is frowning at me. It's like he's hearing about someone who's nice and optimistic.
Well, no, you just said he's young. There's a big age gap there. So like, is there anything where you're like, wait a minute, I don't get that reference, or wait a minute, we're just using completely different NBA references?
Yeah.
Like he's 25. Yeah. He's 25.
No, not NBA stuff, but life stuff. Yeah, like you know, I got 3 kids, and he sees me running around doing the AAU dad thing, and he looks at me like, I don't want kids, man. I just want to hang out with my dog. And when he says dog, it's like a D-O-G, like a dog, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's like, it's just younger. He's like from a different generation, you know, but like talented by all means. Like, it's just, I don't know how many times you guys hang out. I don't hang out with that many 25-year-olds anymore. Like, all my friends now are friends with kids. And
where do they even hang out? What do 25-year-olds even do?
They don't. They sit on their phones.
Yeah, they're listening to Ice Spice and TikToking each other. That's what they're doing.
No. Drew has a really good personality. He wants to go out. He wants to grab dinner. He's like he's younger. He's young, and that's great.
Yeah,
Sometimes when I go on the road, like I'm up against it here. Like I put my if I can squeeze in. I can work out for my kid, or I'm going to go play pickup with this high school team on the way to a game. Like, I'm doing everything I possibly can. Sometimes when I go on the road, I just want to chill. You know, I'm going to hang out in the hotel room, order room service, and just go to bed at 8:30 if I can. So Drew is the opposite of that.
Is this going to be a problem? Is he going to have you out at the clubs?
I'm way too old for that. I think I was 36. And I went, and I was just like, I'm not doing this anymore. And I think I haven't been back since. And now it's been like 9 years since I've been. So I'm just too old. I'm just too old for that stuff.
Okay. Well, we'll keep going with that as the year goes on. We'll find out how that develops.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wondering what you're seeing.
Why don't you guys get him on air and ask him about...
You know what, we should.
Do you think he sounds like Jones?
Yeah, people have said this. They think he sounds like me, which I don't know if that's a compliment or a slight.
Someone texted me and said if Jones was trying to be a normal person talking about sports, he would sound like Drew Carter. Do you agree? Are you going to be able to unhear that?
No, I can't co-sign that because, like I said, that would be like me saying that you're incredibly talented, super gifted at what you're. I'm not going there. I'm sorry.
Mega laid the trap, and you were skilled enough to avoid it. That was a good job. Yeah,
Scal, real quick before we let you go here, when you guys formed your team in Boston, when Garnett and Ray Allen came over, it seemed like there was a lot of pressure to win that first year. Does it seem like there's that same kind of pressure with this team this year and all the additions they made?
I mean, I think from the outside looking in, it does. And I didn't feel that pressure until we were in game 7 against Atlanta. Like, I think outside of that, it didn't feel like that. I didn't feel like, oh man, we have to win it now. And, you know, in hindsight, shoot, we had to win it that year because the next year Garnett got hurt. 2010, we just weren't good enough, whatever the reason. But I think we thought we had like a 5-year window or something like that. And, you know, kind of that's how people think in their minds. I don't think this is a 1-year window, but I do think there's a lot of pressure because they've been there so many times, like Eastern Conference finals. So this is the year. Like, and I think they look like they're ready to win, and that's really important. Hey, I get it. It's a long season and all that stuff, but it does seem to have the markings of a special group. And I feel like they're putting it, and the ownership has put it, like, we need to get this. We need to get over that hump and hang banner 18. So it does feel like that as of right now.
Celtics get the Pacers tonight at TD Garden. Scal, good luck on the call, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. All right, sounds good. See you.
All right, Brian Scalabrine, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.